"I've been hearing a voice in my head," the girl said. "Is that you?" The dragon inclined his head. He was watching her carefully, assessing her reactions. How could she have been stupid enough to think he was an animal, no more intelligent than an ox or a goat? "Do you have a name, dragon?" The creature made more metallic sounds. In her mind, she heard the dragon's voice. "Everyone has name." Hua scuttled back from his search for food, attracted by the smell of cooking meat. He stopped dead when he saw the dragon staring down at him. "Even rat has name."
"I don't," replied the girl.
"Do," the word echoed around inside her mind. She looked into the dragon's eyes.
"How do you know?"
The creature reached out a paw and extended one of his talons towards her neck. The girl shrank back. The talon was razor sharp and could have cut her throat as easily as the emperor's kitchen servant sliced beef.
"Do not be afraid," said the dragon voice.
The dragon's talon flicked out the bamboo square that hung around her neck. The girl looked down at the character that was carved into the bamboo. It was almost worn away.
"What does it say?" Her voice was just a whisper.
"Ping," the dragon voice said.
"Is that my name?"
The dragon inclined his head. Again, "Ping," the slave girl repeated.